Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 16 today. This is another Psalm of David. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. I have said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord. I have no good beyond thee. As for the saints that are in the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that exchange the Lord for another god. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take their names upon my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintains my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who has given me counsel. Yea, my reins instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall dwell in safety. For thou wilt not leave my soul to Sheol, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. This psalm feels overflowing with the excitement of secure joy and peace found and held fast. David wants to tell, David wants to explain, David wants to show all his reasons that things are good in his life and that things are going well. The Lord is his God. He has joy in God's saints, and he sets himself against those who turn from God. He knows that his supply and his sustaining is by God. He knows his inheritance comes from God. He knows his land is well cared for. He knows God's counsel. He knows that by these things he will never be moved. He will not even decay. He has life's path before him, and he wants to tell us and to glorify God in that. Let's read it again. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. I have said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord. I have no good beyond thee. As for the saints that are in the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that exchange the Lord for another god. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take their names upon my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who has given me counsel. Yea, my reins instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall dwell in safety. For thou wilt not leave my soul to Sheol, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. That great line, for thou wilt not leave my soul to Sheol, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. The authors and speakers in the New Testament, they recount that, in fact, David did die, and he was buried, and his body wasted away, and that this was speaking of someone else, someone who must be greater. David, who lived his life with joy, secure by God, was writing about someone who was greater, who could pull him even out of death, and would show him the path of life. Of course, we know that this is the Messiah, this is the Christ, Jesus himself, who pulled himself out of death, and thereby is able to pull us out of the death that is ahead of us. So let's rejoice. Let's take joy in what we have, this security in God. Well, thanks for listening in, and I hope to talk with you again soon.